Are you ready for the Midwest Horse Fair? Blaine's Farm and Fleet sure is. Visit their booths at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin this year, April 19th to the 21st. They'll have exclusive discounts, prize giveaways, and more. See farmandfleet.com for details.
That bitter cold Wisconsin winter weather will be here before you know it. And with that comes the need to heat our houses and farms. I'm talking with Lee Parker, Vice President of Energy and Retail with Alcivia. Now, Lee, I've heard of some rumblings maybe of a little bit of a propane supply shortage. Let's talk a little bit about that and what you're seeing in those supply chains.
Yeah, we've got a lot of things in the market today regarding supply that have everyone's attention. The impact of COVID on oil production has impacted propane production as well, leaving our supplies through the summer that normally build at a much more rapid rate than they have over the last several months, causing some concern for us in the business that there'll be the product we need when the cold season hits.
Now, when people are kind of planning ahead for winter, what kind of things do they need to know if, you know, there's going to be a shortage on propane?
Well, one of the things they need to make sure that they do to protect themselves is go into the winter with their tanks full. A lot of industry companies offer a summer fill program, such as us, to be able to top tanks off in the warmer part of the season and to prepare for that first cold snap that hits. The second thing that they should do is to make sure that their supplier has a plan in place for supply and has good relationships with their suppliers to be able to perform if things do get tight.
Now, you mentioned when we were visiting before that this isn't necessarily just a local issue for people here in Wisconsin or even in the Midwest. It's more of a global issue.
It's definitely a national issue. There are a lot of export facilities that have increased their capacity to ship propane out of the country versus leaving it here at home for domestic purposes. So that has been one major impact on our supply growing through the summer is the level of exports. But it's also we are a long ways in the Wisconsin and upper Midwest markets from where propane is stored. And so the farther from the lower Midwest and the Gulfport that you get, the more significant the problem may turn out to be.
Now, do you see this being kind of a continuing issue, or is it something you think kind of here will get caught up eventually?
I think supply is going to be in the discussions for propane for many, many years to come. The pipeline and the infrastructure that's in place is moving the product closer to export facilities than to where it may generate revenue for them in cold weather. So we will continue to have to improve our plans to make sure that the supply is here for our customers as we go. I think, again, that we'll be able to manage the supply very well for our customers. I know it will be a lot more work on our shoulders to make sure that they are taken care of, and we're confident that we are able to do that. Our customers, again, just need to continue to monitor their tank levels and keep an eye on the news such as this to make sure that there's not any pending items coming as we get closer to cold winter seasons or get through the grain drying season. But just aligning themselves with a supplier is about the best step they can make, and then just making sure that their tank levels are monitored and managed correctly.
Now, what other things might you want people to know, on how to go ahead and plan for this or how to really know what they need to get through the winter, whether, you know, like you said, if you're using it just for home or for grain drying, all those kind of things, how can you let people know, you know, how to plan and what they need?
You know, the best feature of our organization and many others like us is that we shoulder the burden of that planning for our customers. So we kind of pride ourselves on the ability to prepare for those situations and lessen the need for the customer to manage their energy supply individually. So just aligning with someone that has that passion for their customers is one of the best items they can do. The other item that we do and that we offer and many other organizations do is the ability to contract your propane and be on a supply or a purchase agreement plan so that we are aware that there's going to be a constant need and we are set up to be able to service those outside of the stress points of winter versus during them.
Anything else that you'd like customers to know, you know, as we get into fall here and planning for winter?
Just not to forget to contact their supplier and make sure that they have a plan in place, both from the contracting perspective as well as to take advantage of some automatic route and keep full options that are offered to them from a delivery standpoint, and then rest assured that they're taken care of and have that trust in their supplier.
Be sure to plan ahead and get aligned with a propane supplier so you aren't affected by any supply shortages. As we all know, Wisconsin will bring those cold winter months before you know it. That was Lee Parker, Vice President of Energy and Retail with Alcivia. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Aaron Zimmerman.